Hey mama, welcome to the Happy Vibes Mama podcast. I'm Courtney. I'm a mom with two littles, obsessed with sharing my journey and experience with other moms to connect, celebrate, and grow a village that we all so desperately need. Motherhood can be lonely and changing the way you parent can be hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Of course, this podcast is all about motherhood, so we'll talk about being intentional with our time, preparing every day for the best case or not so great scenarios, and learning to trust your gut in all of the daily chaos. But that's not all. Motherhood can bring up new emotions like anxiety and even uncover things from our childhood that we don't want to pass on to our kids. So here at Happy Vibes Mama, the goal is to bring you tangible tips and tricks to build up your confidence in motherhood and provide a safe space so that we can figure this all out together. I've got your back, Mama, always, and I'm so happy you're here. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Happy Vibes Mama podcast. Hello, and welcome back to the Happy Vibes Mama podcast. This is episode 11, and it's going to be the first unscripted episode because, well, why not? So I wanted to talk about a couple things that have come up recently and that I've been working through. The first one is realizing that my brain does not process as quickly as I think it should. I feel like between spending all of my days with toddlers and not having real adult conversations, my brain is not working like it used to. And so I've realized over the last couple episodes of having to really not edit in terms of like taking anything out, but just I have to edit my pauses out because it's like my brain is not catching up to what I want to say. So I'm curious if I do unscripted, if that makes a difference. So here we are. And I also wanted to just mention that I am trying to be very, very transparent and also present when I'm doing these podcasts. And so sometimes what I find with my anxiety, and maybe you can relate to this, is that when my anxiety gets the best of me and I'm in a situation that I feel like my brain is not processing as quickly as I need it to for whatever conversation is at hand, that my anxiety takes over and then I just start rambling. And when I start rambling, I also start dissociating. And so I want to really make it a point on this podcast that I am present and I am here with you right now. And that has been taking a lot of practice, and I have to be okay with the pauses that I need to take for my brain to catch up, and also be okay with the ands and ums that I say, because the reality is I never used to say a lot of those words because I took public speaking in college and I was a teacher, and so I know I didn't have as many filler words back then, but I feel like I use a lot of fillers right now to help my brain catch up. So anyway, that's just a tangent on what I've noticed about myself recently and how I just feel like I need a little bit more time. And that's okay. So one thing I wanted to talk about is something that happened this morning. And I realize that on this podcast, I want to talk about the daily ins and outs of motherhood. I want to talk about the struggles and also the things that can be celebrated. I want to talk about the big things, but more importantly, I want to talk about the little things, the things that happen on a daily basis that we can adjust or we can lean into in order to be more present and really spend quality time with our kids. So today, we were somehow not running late for school, which is very uncommon for us, but we were not running late. The girls were both dressed and ready to go. They had already eaten their breakfast, and so we keep our socks in the downstairs of our home because that's what works for us. So if you've never tried it, highly recommend get a little sock bin, put it with their shoes because then you're not running upstairs to grab a pair of socks that you inevitably forgot if they need socks, Or you're not leaving a pair of socks somewhere in the home because you remembered to grab a pair of socks from their bedroom, but they decided to wear shoes that they don't need socks. Yes, that happens to me a lot. ADHD, clutter, not good. So my solution was to bring the socks downstairs, and it has been fabulous. So back to today. We're downstairs, and I have not put laundry away in probably a solid 6 days because we were all sick. So I've been slowly doing like one room at a time. So yesterday I finally put Eleanor's away. So I did not put away the downstairs hamper, which is like our kitchen towels and our, what I like to call our Thor towels. Those are the towels that are old and we don't use them anymore, but we use them to clean off his paws when he comes inside from running in the mud. If you're a dog mom, probably understand. So has those things, and then it also has everyone's socks. Well, not everyone's, because Frank has his own socks. He takes care of his own laundry, but I digress. So rather than me just going through and grabbing a pair of socks for the girls, I was like, you know what? We have time. Let's just sort through the socks right now. So I took all the socks out of the hamper and we start sorting them, and the girls are picking out the pairs. And normally they would hand them to me and I would just fold them and we would put them in their bins and go on with our day. But today I decided to teach the girls how to fold their own socks. And just as a reminder, when this podcast is being published, I have an almost 5-year-old. She will be 5 in March, and then a 2.5-year-old. She will be 3 at the end of June. And I genuinely did not think that they could fold socks. I don't know if it's just because I've never let them try, or like, I don't know why folding socks seems to me like it would be a hard task, but I think because like it uses a little more fine motor than other things. Also, they cannot fold their clothes. So I guess I just lump folding socks into the folding clothes aspect. Either way, I put a matching pair of socks together and I showed Victoria that you take, also, side note, if you're a special education teacher or you know anything about like step-by-step processes that you have to teach your students, I had to do this a lot when I was a teacher, and like making every single step that you do, and you don't realize how many things you do, like just to go to the bathroom or make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So I had to break down step-by-step how to fold a sock, right? So I have the two socks next to each other, and I tell Victoria, with your left hand, you're going to pull one little flap open, and then in the other hand, you should have 3. And then you fold it under and shove the socks inside the pocket that you created. So I show her how to do this a couple times, and then I said, do you want to try? And she obviously wants to try, so I just hand them over to her. Normally I would do like a hand over hand and like, you know, physically help her do it. And I was like, you know what? You try and do it. She does it the first time. And the excitement and joy on her face, that was the most beautiful, exciting thing that I have gotten to witness this week. And like, how silly that it's folding socks. But these are the everyday things that we get to enjoy with our kids. And these are the little things that build up to build their confidence and build their excitement and be proud of themselves and change that inner critic talker that most millennial moms probably have inside their head, that our kids don't need to have that inner critic. They can just be like, you know what? I got this. I can try this. And what was really cool is that we continued to sort the socks. Victoria continued to fold her socks, and if she got frustrated, I told her to try again twice. So she would try in total 3 times before I would offer to help her. 1, for time constraints, and 2, because she really does get very frustrated very quickly, and so I didn't want to get her worked up and upset before school. So she would try. She would get frustrated, she would try again, she would get frustrated, she would try again, and if she still hadn't gotten it, then I helped her. I think she folded probably 8 or 9 pairs of socks. I only had to help her with one. And it was interesting because it was like a longer sock versus like an ankle sock. So that probably had something to do with it. But I was so proud of her. And she was so proud of herself. And in the midst of that, Eleanor sat on my lap and was like, I try. And so Eleanor and I did hand over hand, and we folded all of Eleanor's socks, and then they both put all of their socks away. And it's so silly to me that I'm sitting here talking about folding socks to you, but I want to drive home the fact that these everyday mundane tasks that you think you, one, have to do it all, and two, you think don't really have value or that don't teach your kids something, or you can just do it quicker on your own. Maybe you think, like, my kid doesn't want to learn how to fold their socks yet. Whatever the case may be. All of those are reasons that we tell ourselves, really, because we are used to putting up excuses and making ourselves take on things that we don't have to and carry the burden of the entire household, because that's how gender roles have been pushed on to us for generations. And, like, the thought that I could just give my 4.5-year-old her socks to fold from now on is so freeing, number one, because that's less that I have to do. And number two, it's such a simple task that I just taught her how to do that she mastered within 3 pairs of socks, and she was so excited. I don't want to take that excitement away from her. I don't want to fold her socks for her when she could do it and be proud of herself and verbally tell herself how proud she is. Like, that's so cool. So I'm sure you didn't expect to hop on this episode and talk about socks today, but here we are. And I want to give you a quick look into what my life is like when we talk about socks from Eleanor. Sissy sock. Were you trying sissy sock?
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't sissy like it?
From mommy's sissy ass.
So I hope you can find this as funny as my husband and I do. If you do, you're definitely in the right place, listening to the right podcast. And if you don't, I'm sorry. All right. So I feel like I've been talking about socks for a good while, and you're probably like, all right, Courtney, let's wrap this up. So we are going to wrap up this episode. I just want to remind you that you are an amazing mom, and if your brain needs a little bit more time to process anything, specifically adult conversations, because you spend your days talking to a brick wall, aka your toddler, know that you are not alone. And also, I know a couple of you reached out and asked me about Eleanor's ENT appointment, and I am so grateful and thankful for the listeners who are already feeling a connection with me and my family, and I appreciate you so much. So we did go to Eleanor's ENT appointment, and we did indeed decide that she is going to get she's going to get tubes placed in her ears. She just had her 5th ear infection of the year and has fluid in her ears all the time. So we are going to place tubes, and then they are also going to remove her adenoids. He said that should hopefully help clear up her sinuses, help her breathing, help her snoring, and hopefully help her sleeping. Which I don't know if I'm excited about or not, because currently she sleeps like 12 hours at night and takes a 3-hour nap, which is great when I need a break, but she's probably not getting quality sleep, so I truly am excited. I just think our sleeping habits are about to change a lot. So yeah, that is the Eleanor update. And thank you so much for tuning in again this week. If you enjoyed this podcast about socks, please share it with your friends, post it on social media, tag me, write a review. That is how more moms are going to be able to find our podcast and join the Happy Vibes Mama Village. I hope you have a great week.
Mommy.
Mommy.
Mommy. Mommy.
Mommy.
Well, that's my cue, and probably yours too. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Happy Vibes Mama Podcast. I hope you know how excited I am to be connecting with you on this podcast. Remember, I've got your back, always. I hope this episode hit you in your feels or got the energy flowing so that you can make it until bedtime tonight. So please, if you love this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you shared it with your friends. Because after all, every mama needs her village. So go ahead and share it on social media and tag me. And yes, go do it right now so that you don't forget. I'm so excited to be on this motherhood journey with you, mama. Chat with you soon.